never settle, unless it's into the electrifying BMW i4. Blend the lines of cutting-edge and classic with groundbreaking technology at your fingertips and experience M-engineered precision while you twist around every turn. After all, electric doesn't have to be static. If you thought EVs couldn't live up to your expectations, then you've never experienced the ultimate electric driving machine. The 100% electric 2025 BMW i4.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
As always, Chips here on a Monday. Normally this time, but 2:07, Chips Goggins from the Star Tribune on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Chipper, hello. I want to go back because you know the high school scene so extraordinarily well, and we both follow up the sports closely. And your paper just last week had run great rivalries in the state, and I believe Wayzata Hopkins basketball was included, both boys and girls. I attended the finest high school on planet Earth, Armstrong, but my kids attended Wayzata, so I saw plenty of Wayzata Hopkins games and the animosity between those involved on the male side, on the female side. There was plenty of it. But last Thursday, Wayzata and Hopkins, as a lot of people know, are playing, and it was testy throughout the game. And then end of the game, Wayzata has the ball with, 5.9 seconds left, I think. They have it underneath their own hoop. They throw it to their big man, who shot right away. I didn't quite understand why he shot right away. Looks like it could have been a foul. Wasn't a foul. Things take place. The Wayzata coaches are furious about the non-call. The Hopkins coaches are screaming. They're screaming at each other. When the Wayzata players are trying to get to their locker room, the Hopkins students and other supporters are not letting them get to their locker room. They're screaming and yelling. It was embarrassing, Skip. A chip. It was embarrassing that took place. And I see that Wayzata ended up policing themselves and offering some suspensions and missing out on games, while Hopkins, to the shock of no one, did nothing. You've paid close attention to this for a long, long time. What was your read on what took place Saturday and what's been taking place in this rivalry and how Hopkins boys basketball has really become the boogeyman in the state the last 10, 15 years? Some of it fair, some of it unfair,
yeah.
But none of that will change off what happened late last week.
Yeah, no, it's a great rivalry. I've covered a number of those games, and you're right, girls, too. I remember covering Paige Becker's her senior year when they played Wayzata. Mm-hmm. I think Mara Brown was a sophomore, and that was a great environment.
Yep.
But what took place the other night, and I wasn't there, I saw the video that has floated around on social media.
Sure.
That showed the last sequence there, and talked to a few people who were there. And it sounded like, as you might imagine, the temperature was hot in that building.
Mm-hmm.
And not just talking about the degrees, but just the intensity and the kind of back and forth. It sounds like the adults needed to be more of adults and it sounds like both coaching staffs were in the ears of the officiating. I know Ryan James, who does a good job with 247 Sports, and mm-hmm. he went back and watched it. I watched his, I read his account. He didn't think the officiating was necessarily as bad as what I'd heard from some people, that it got out of control. Clearly, sounds like both coaches were just way over the top in their arguing with them. And then, but with all that said, you can't have students chasing off a team to the locker room. And
no.
It looks like one of the videos, there was a trash can thrown. I mean, that's just, you can't have that. I mean, if you're a school, you're responsible for crowd control. And the fact that that took place, I will say this, that situation could have ended up a lot worse than it did.
You could have.
That was,
you're right.
That was a powder keg. And when you have students coming out of the bleachers and following a team that just lost in an emotional way, felt like they didn't get a foul call there, that is a recipe for disaster. And when you're the home team, you have to be able to maintain your crowd control. And that was that did not happen in that situation. And they're lucky that didn't escalate into something much worse than it was.
This isn't new, and this has been going on for a while with Hopkins' success, with kids open and rolling, with Ken Novak's success, with Ken not exactly a shrinking violet, mm-hmm. from a lot of people I pay attention to, a lot of people I talk to, and not taking Wyzetta off the hook. Let me be clear. The Wyzetta coaches were part of this also. But there are just more people bugged by Ken Novak. Maybe some of it's jealousy. Maybe plenty of it's tied to the open enrollment. But from what you've heard and the way Ken Novak handled himself, what do you want to say about that, the longtime Hopkins coach?
Well, and Kenny's been – I mean, I've known Kenny for 25 years. I mean, he's been a lightning rod forever, right? I mean, and some of that is the open enrollment and kids that have come in there. Some of it is just because they're good and they've won championships. I remember covering the oh, gosh, I can't remember how long ago it was when they stalled in the state tournament. Do you remember that? Was that
that's right. Yes.
Early, was it like 2010 or 11? Or,
yeah,
I can't remember the
that's
year.
That's a ways ago, yeah.
But they had a great team, and then they stalled at the end of a state tournament game, and, you know, that got people going. And then there was the one year where they finished second, and guys took their medals off their neck as soon as they got them, and that created problems. So I think that program in general is going to be under the microscope, but I don't want to single out one coach, because I think both coaches, and I know Brian Snetler really well from Wyzetta. I think he's a terrific coach too, and so I think it's a situation where probably the emotion got the best of both coaches. They weren't they got too ramped up. They were too much in the officiating's ear, and it kind of filtered out to the team and probably the stands too. Like I said, the temperature was hot in there, but you can't have that. The officiating needs to be better. It needs to have more control. And clearly, I assume they're going to meet again in the sections, you got to have more mm-hmm. control. You can't have people coming out of the stands chasing the team into a locker room.
Yeah, I don't want to turn this into this happens all the time. This is every other school. But are most schools prepared in case it does get dicey, in case it does get tense from my attending those games over the years, they're not. And
well,
it's just numbers. And I want to emphasize again, this doesn't happen that much. But when it does, and when you have the history, should they have been more prepared, both schools?
Well, that's it. This is pretty unique. I can't remember, and I'm sure it's happened before. I don't say it's the first time it's ever happened. But, no, when you go to a game, it's not like it's fully staffed with a bunch of security guards. Typically, it's teachers. It's administrators that are there. I've seen it at other schools where if a student section is getting too rowdy or saying something inappropriate, you'll see a principal or an AD or somebody come down and say, okay, let's knock that off. So it's not like every school is going to have, you know, full security staff there in case something happens, because it's so rare when it does. But when you have a big game and you know it's going to be emotional and there's two great teams, that's where somebody need to come and you know, maybe do extra staff there. Maybe you have more people there. Maybe you are more attentive to what's going on in the student section. And, you know, when they're spilling out onto the floor after the game and, you know, going with the team, that's where some adults have to rush over there and say, no, we're not doing that. Because, again, that could have escalated into a lot worse than it was.
Let's pause. Let's switch to the best sporting event taking place in North America the last five, 6 days. Four nations, they've moved from Montreal to Boston. Let's give you an update on that, including parts of it which were as good as it gets and others that just the stupidity. Hockey is such a compelling sport, but then you have just nonsense that should be called out. And I don't think people are right when they defend it. And a regular on this show is a part of it. I'll look forward to that conversation in a couple days. Chip Scoggins, right back with us on CCO.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Let's continue the conversation with the tremendous sports columnist for the Star Tribune, Chip Scoggins, with us every Monday at this time. I've watched a lot of this, Chip, the Four Nations hockey. This Ooh. Is the tournament which has been taking place involving four countries, Canada, Sweden, the U.S., and Finland. Right now, Canada is rolling on Finland. So we're headed for a rematch. We are headed for U.S.-Canada Thursday in Boston for the championship. We had the first matchup between the two countries Saturday in a thrilling game where the skill, the speed, the intensity, the prowess at all ends. Great play, by the way, from Brock Faber, who was out there a lot. Boldy's been very good. So let's start with the skill and then get the nonsense. How much have you had a chance to see? And I know it's an exhibition in the sense of it's not the Olympic Games and it's not the Stanley Cup, but I saw a lot of people trying to compare it to the NBA and the All-Star Game. First of all, there was no comparison, the intensity.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you're representing your country and this type of hockey doesn't happen that often, it's going to be different, and as a viewer, if you have any curiosity with hockey, let alone if you love hockey, it's been incredible to me.
Yeah, I got home. I went to watch St. Thomas basketball Saturday night, but I got home to see the third period, and it's fabulous. The NHL struck gold here, man. I think the newness of it is a big part of it, but I just think when you ask players to wear their country's uniform, it ramps it up. You have natural intensity, pride, all the things that you want to see in these, I guess, exhibitions. So they have the ratings show that it's been thrilling to play.
Mm-hmm.
It was intense. Guys were hitting. How about the checks? that you're seeing these things. Every shift, guys are giving it. And you're seeing great players, obviously. I mean, you're seeing really, you know, some of the best players on our team playing on the third or fourth lines or, you know, the third D pair. And so it's the level of competition is fabulous. I know where you're going to go with the first part of it.
Yeah, go ahead. You chime in.
Can I be hypocritical?
Is that
okay? Sure. I normally hate stage fighting in hockey. It drives me crazy. I didn't grow up a hockey guy, right? So I don't understand the, okay, at the opening faceoff, we're going to fight to get our team motivated. Like, you have to do that to, like, fire up the crowd and you fire your team to play a game that you're going to fight? I liked it this time. I thought it was cool. I thought it was great.
Really?
I thought and normally in an NHL game on a Tuesday in February, it drives me crazy when I see that. But, again, maybe I'm a hypocrite, but I thought it was – the moment of it with everything going on after the, you know, I don't know if this didn't have anything to do with it because it's pre-plan between the U.S. guy, but, you know, booing the national anthem and then you see that, I don't know, maybe, but I thought it was, I thought it added something to it.
I hated it because it's orchestrated, you know, and if it's within the game itself, something happens ahead or a cheap shot or whatever it might be. I get that's a part of hockey. But off a group chat and we're going to do something, I just don't like it. And I was reminded again, regular guest of this show, GM of the team, Billy Guerin, who's going to join us either Wednesday or Thursday. Hope Thursday, the day of the game, the day of the championship.
Yeah.
He was involved in one of these fights. Decades ago when USA fought Canada. Now, the game was already going on. It wasn't, okay, I got you, you know, and then one more, I got you. You know, I just want to see it happen
organically
within the game
as
opposed to this is how we're going to set the tone and tempo. Set the tone and tempo with the skill, the hard hitting, and what the game brings to you with the organic nature of the game.
I've always held that stance, and I've said the same thing. Like if in the course of the game, somebody takes a cheap shot on Kirill, and you're sticking up for him, and you're like, okay, we're not going to do that. I totally understand that. I don't like the drop the puck and then now we're dropping the gloves and fighting because it seems silly to me. But maybe I'm swept up into it. I know it's hypocritical saying it's two things, but I didn't mind it this time. I thought it's. Maybe it's because it's, international. You have two countries playing against each other, and U.S. has been dominated by Canada over the years, and that's their way of saying we're going to be here to fight type thing. I don't know what it was, but it didn't bug me this time in the way that it normally does if they're facing Edmonton. You know, the Wild's facing Edmonton. It's weird, but it definitely put a charge into that game, and I thought, you know some of it was just the absurdity of it, right? Three fights in 9 seconds.
I mean, that's for me. It's the absurdity. Okay, let's finish with this because I want to get to this story. We're going to have to pause here, and I want to get to an update involved. Well, let me just say this. This has been going on the last 15 minutes or so. This is in Toronto. Dave, I'm sure you're seeing this too also, where the official account, Toronto Pearson, they're aware of an incident involving a Delta Airlines plane which has landed in Toronto where emergency teams are responding. All passenger crew are accounted for. Dave, you're probably seeing it right now. This plane is upside down, right?
That's plane how it looks. Yeah.
Upside down. You don't have a high number of emergency vehicles around it. You have, in one of the shots, I can see a couple police/emergency vehicles. The rest just looks like normal airplane or airport equipment that they would have available in case something happened to a plane. So, again, this is a Delta flight from Minneapolis. Emergency teams responding. But this is the key part, Dave. All passengers and crew accounted for. So to me, that is telling us that everybody on this plane is okay. Is that your read from that tweet?
That's how I would understand it. I don't think they'd say accountable. And by the way, there's plenty of fatalities. Accountable or accounted for seems to indicate that, yes, they've confirmed all these people are still alive and made it through whatever happened.
Yeah, Chip, I don't know if you've had it. I don't know where you're at.
I haven't seen it. No, I'm in my house, not near a TV or computer. Is it on the runway?
It's on the runway. I'm clicking on various other sites right now where they showed the plane earlier when it is completely upside down. And they are using some type of technology to prevent or to stop any sort of fire that either may have been taking place or may be about to take place. So, yeah, it is a Delta plane. Dave, do you get a feel for how big this is? Isn't a typical large plane that would land in Toronto. I'm trying to get a feel for it by looking on TV and going to various websites I'm looking at. What are you saying? Maybe 20 rows? Does that seem about right?
It's probably about right. I mean, yeah, it's certainly not a jumbo jet, but, you know, from what I can see with the emergency vehicles that are there kind of blocking the shot, it's not small.
Yep. No, there are now, when they pan out a little bit, there are more emergency vehicles to TV screen left that are not immediately in the screen. And if there was in any fear, Chip, for the safety of individuals on the plane itself, you would be seeing people moving with extraordinary speed, extraordinary pace. And I'm sure when this plane landed and it was upside down, some of that was taking place. But right now there are a number of fire trucks or other vehicles that are gathered on the perimeter, but not specifically working on the plane right now, which tells you about the condition of the plane itself and who was on it. They're also re-racking some footage, too. Chip, do you have a chance to go into another room and see?
Well, my TV's not on, but I can go up to my computer. I mean, hope the best for everybody. I don't think we've ever seen such a thing, right, where it's on upside down.
I am trying.
In that position.
You know, you think about the timing of obviously what took place at Reagan and some other concerns we've had recently. But, Dave, I think Chip is right. How often do you remember in a major city like Toronto, Ontario, where a Delta plane has stopped on the tarmac and is completely flipped upside down, and clearly because it's been flipped upside down, there's been significant damage that has happened in this plane itself? Nothing for me comes to mind right away.
No, you certainly don't remember. I mean, if things happen when you see there's a incident on the tarmac, it's, a plane lands perhaps with one of the wheels that can't come down, all the way, or, they skidded off the runway or something like that. That certainly happened. But to see the plane upside down like that is,
oh my goodness,
surreal.
Yeah, I'm just now doing it on TV.
Now I'm seeing further information on a tweet from Rebecca Jarvis, where she is saying this, breaking Delta's just a couple minutes ago, breaking Delta flight from Minneapolis to Toronto, has an incident on landing, appears to have flipped upside down. There are several injuries. According to Peel Regional Police, the extent of the injuries not immediately clear. Again, I'm just looking at words selected, Chip, where in the first one from this Toronto Pearson, all passengers and crew are accounted for.
Mm-hmm.
And then other reports saying several injuries. And injuries can mean a lot of different things, right? And I think they're choosing their words very carefully. Another airport official also saying all passengers and crew are accounted for. We just don't know what type of injuries we're talking about and to what severity.
Yeah, just looking at TV, that looks like one of those regional jets for sure.
Yep, it does. And this is from Minneapolis. So we're going to try to follow this as closely as we can and give you whatever concrete information we have and try to add to it. They are still using more equipment. We all three can see it in our different locations. It looks like more of a foam than just pure water, right, guys?
Mm-hmm.
That they're using to end any sort of flame that may have been going on before and also potentially preventing anything from taking off. But this sort of water pressure, this sort of foam pressure, whatever it might be, in no way would be taking place if the passengers were still on. And, Chip, I'm just considering the temperature up there and the TV coverage. That may just be water, but the way the TV screen is seeing it, it almost gives us like a foam sort of feeling, because now the shot I'm seeing, it does look more like water. Doesn't it look that way to you, too?
Well, it looked like snow at first. I thought, you know, but it got collected snow is somehow, but it probably is foam that they're covering on the belly side of it now.
Yeah, that is the underside of the plane that they're dealing with. So, yes, Toronto's Pearson Airport, a Delta plane from Minneapolis to Toronto flipped upside down. We don't know the numbers on the flight. We do know that the crew and the passengers are accounted for, and other reporting saying that there are injuries among those on the flight. But all this information is coming in very quickly. Chip, thanks for helping out. Obviously, we had to pivot to that quickly.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I hope.
Considering the news and.
Is that okay there? Yeah.
Absolutely, and where it's taken off from, considering it's taken off here from the Twin Cities area. We're going to keep monitoring this. Chipper, thanks a lot, my man. We'll keep you up to date. All the information we have, and we'll try to reach out to anybody we can get on who has specific information, but it's happened so soon. The reports are limited at this point, but we'll monitor all the proper channels and provide that information to you right here at CCO.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.